from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, 10 minutes of conversation every week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll talk with actors, artists, singers, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fantastic place to live. So, let's get right to it. My guest today is truly a Renaissance man in the Marin Theatre. He sings, he dances, he's a musical director, he plays a mean piano, and he most recently had the lead role of the president in the Ross Valley Players production of David Mamet's play November, and while rehearsing and starring in that show, he simultaneously directed a sold-out production of The Philadelphia Story for the Novato Theatre Company. In recent years, he's also appeared in many mountain plays on Mount Tam and in the 2009 production of Man of La Mancha, as the Padre, his beautiful solo rendition of the song To Each His Dulcinea actually stopped the show and brought a tear to many eyes, including mine. Please welcome Mr. Buzz Halsing.
Thanks a lot, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Thanks for coming. So I know you're from a three-generation theatrical family. I know you got your interest in theater from your dad, right? In fact, I think your dad actually performed at Ross Valley Players.
He did. He performed at RVP back in the 50s, late 50s. And, you know, I don't really have any memories of him actually performing there because I wasn't born until 1960, and he had moved on from RVP at that point. But I sort of found my way back into theater in high school at a College of Marin, and then sort of kept my toe dipped in for the next 20 years or so. Once I sold my business back in the year 2000, I started to get back into acting and directing more closely to at least halftime, and that's been steadily growing for me ever since.
You know, it must have been interesting to be on the same stage as your dad, and I know that your daughter Kristen has also performed there.
She's performed in quite a few venues around. I don't think she's actually performed at RVP yet, but she has been at everywhere from the 6th Street Playhouse up in Santa Rosa to the Playhouse in San Anselmo and a few other venues.
Okay, and you've directed her too, I guess.
I did. I directed her in a production of The Secret Garden, and she was actually double cast with Mill Valley's own Hannah Kornfeld, who is now down in San Diego, but that was both of their first big, large roles, principal roles on stage, so it was a lot of fun.
So I recently saw two plays that you directed. One was the show Proof, where you had four actors and one set. And then just recently saw The Philadelphia Story with a lot of set changes, a dozen actors, some scenes where they're all on stage at the same time. And then you direct shows like Oliver with huge musical numbers, big casts, and tons of kids in them. So I guess the question is, are you an actor's director? In other words, do you encourage your actors to come up with ideas for their characters, or do you prefer to tell them what to do and expect them to get it done?
Well, I think it's a mix. I think every director is a mix, honestly. I think it's pretty easy to label a director to be one or the other. I think if on the continuum, I like to think that I fall on the side of the quote-unquote actor's director, and I think a lot of that comes from the fact that I do a lot of onstage time myself, and I know what I like as an actor. I know what feeds my creative spirit, and
what
I like
do you
to
prefer?
Try to. Mostly what I like is freedom to play during the rehearsal process. A few years ago, I was cast as Harold Hill in a production of The Music Man out in Stockton Theater Project, and I hadn't watched the movie for probably 25 years, and I just refused to watch it. I just read the script, listened to the music, learned the music, went out there and did the show. And I approach the same, I have the same approach when I direct. Philadelphia Story obviously is a very famous movie, saved Katharine Hepburn's career, et cetera. I haven't seen that since I don't remember. And when the Novato Theater Company approached me about directing, I said, I don't want to watch the movie. I want to look at the book and let's see what the actors come up with. And I walked in there having every expectation of making big cuts to the script and trying to modernize it and make it snappy. And we didn't cut a line. And for the most part, I like to work with the actors, allowing them to find their space.
Well, I know that you did also over at Ross Valley with this show that you just closed a couple of days ago, David Mamet's November. That was a great role for you. Tell me about that.
role of a lifetime. I mean, I like comedy. Comedy has always been at the center of my performance space, whether it's in music or in on being on stage or movies or the commercial work that I've done. I tend to get cast as a character actor. I'm short in stature, and you know, I've been told I have a look. And it's a look that's about comedy. So I think it's nice that I enjoy the comedy. And this piece, it was truly a gift, and I'd be forever grateful for having the opportunity of playing this role. And it's an incredible piece of writing from a writer that I really didn't expect this level of farce from. You know, David Mamet, I think Glengarry Glen Ross, American Buffalo, some pretty heavy stuff, and the comedy that he has written tends to be rather dark, and this is just over the top ridiculous, and the audiences loved it.
Tell me about that great song you sang in the Mountain Play.
Oh gosh, that was an absolutely terrific song in a terrific show. The Man of La Mancha is just an absolutely beautiful show, which I didn't really appreciate until I was in it. I had seen it on television, I'd seen it in the movie, which completely did not do the show credit, and I'd never seen it live on stage before I performed in it. And in the role of the Padre, which is a really juicy little role to have, with an extremely juicy song that I got to walk out on stage at the Mountain Play in front of, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people, and it was a moment that I'll never forget. I remember being terrified walking out there before every performance, walking out to do the song, because it was just me. This is a monologue. The joke is, what do community theater actors fear most? And it's the monologue, because there's nobody who can save them in the middle of it. And of course, the orchestra's backstage, and there's all those people. But thank goodness I didn't ever go up on a line.
Well, you should have nailed it the day I saw it.
Oh, the song was just, thank you. The song is just, it's fantastic. Tu Huiches Dulcinea is probably one of the most beautifully written songs that I've ever heard from Broadway stage.
It is. I think it's one of the better songs in that show, which is not my favorite show, I've got to say. But I know you've done some other shows there. Oklahoma was one.
And, mm-hmm. Yes, I was Oklahoma. I played the pivotal role of the third cowboy from the left.
And very well, too.
Thank you. Made the cover of Theater Bay Area magazine somehow, which always made me laugh. It was this tiny ensemble role. Didn't have a line. And there's my face on the cover of TBA magazine.
I noticed actually recently, mentioning TBA, that they're doing their free night of theater again. For mm-hmm. people who don't know, Theater Bay Area is a resource for actors in the Bay Area. And their idea is to get people to go to the theater. So they were giving away tickets to theaters all around the Bay Area, free tickets. I'm wondering what you think of that as an idea.
Well, I think it's a terrific idea. I think the Theater Bay Area Free Night of Theater program is really a great opportunity for us to get people who would not otherwise go, who are younger, who may not go because they perceive it to be expensive, to get in there and go. I think it's one little step, though. I think that it does lower a barrier.
So, Buzz, before I let you go, I want to ask you this. I found out two things recently about that I didn't know, and one of them is that you speak Norwegian.
Yeah, ja, litt.
And the other one is that you can make the vocal sound effects of a Pomeranian dog as well as a large vicious dog.
You've been reading my resume, haven't you? Is the Wookiee in there? I used to have the Wookiee.
The Wookiee is in there, but I didn't want to embarrass you by mentioning it.
No, that's fine. I'm very proud of Chewbacca, absolutely.
But listen, before we end this chat, could you let us hear what a Norwegian might tell his vicious Pomeranian dog and what the dog might reply?
Oh, boy, that is putting me on the spot. Well, you know, if I had a small Norwegian Pomeranian, I don't know how they'd get up there to Norway, you know, but... I'd say, Uftalars, kan du snakke norsk på Pomeranian? And he might say,
fabulous. Mr. Buzz Halsing, thank you so much for coming in today.
On that note, yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining me today. I welcome your views and comments on the program, as well as your suggestions for future guests for the show. The email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music that you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, and the fabulous marin-based saxophonist Noel Jukes up front on that tune. Remember, the Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour on 1610 on the AM dial in Southern Marin, countywide at 4 p.m. on Cable 26, on your very own computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Music Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.